Looking for work, better pay, better work environment? We can help. Call Kelly Jobs today at 502-425-7131 to speak with a recruiter today. Score a better job with us. Call 502-425-7131 or visit kellyjobs.com. That's kellyjobs.com.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Like, he's not going to sit on that.
The Take with Andy Sweeney.
I could not believe, one, how long it was, but two, how good it was.
And James Strebel.
They needed to plug the hole.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
It's a big tease, but if you're going to do it, you can do it to me this week.
I'm going to be inside.
Have your way with me.
Yeah, do it.
You know, have your way with me until Sunday.
Yes, here we are, hanging out with you. We're one day closer. I woke up today, and, you know, you wake up and you think it's Friday, and it's not a Friday, or think it's a Thursday. It always, like, for me, revolved around a Friday. I don't know if it's, you know, obviously because of the NCAA tournament coming up tomorrow, but I woke up today, and I'm like, oh, it's Thursday. We got the tournament today. I better get up and program everything to be... to be going at noon. I gotta reach out to Rick Bozich, and none of that is true. As it's a Wednesday, and we got you here hanging out with you on The Take on ESPN 680, 105.7, ESPNLouisville.com. And we are hanging out. We're in the boardroom right now, Justin, of the Plant Side Drive location for our good friends at the Fitness Market. As always, find them online on their Facebook page. Type in the Fitness Market or online, thefitnessmarket.com. The two locations, Watterson and Plant Side Drive. That's where we are today, the Superstore, and also on Westport Road, right across from Springhurst. Again, you know the Wider family, family-owned business now more than 20, I think it's like 22 years, to check during the break, and they do everything here, and the room that we are in has so many e-bikes. If you need an e-bike, the weather's getting good. It's spring and the summer and everything else. This is the place. 882-2694, thefitnessmarket.com. They'll work with your budget. Financing is available. You know all the good things we've been telling you for years about the Fitness Market. So whether you're starting, adding to that home gym, no matter what it is, they got you covered. And get that flooring. Get that gym flooring, that special flooring. If you want that, place of business, your home gym, whatever it may be, they specialize in that as well. So we appreciate them being part of The Take on this Wednesday and having us out here again. All right, so I'm Andy Sweeney. It's The Take. Justin Sofro hanging out, producing today's effort.
Justin,
there we go.
Sofro.
He's back from his, what did you do, burning meth or whatever you did?
Yeah, just, you know, just trying to make sure we keep the streets clean. Keep all that.
You're doing a good job. Boy, you're doing a good job. The streets are clean. They've never been cleaner.
Well, not everybody's paying me to do it. If everybody paid me to do it, I'd be happy to do that every single day.
I did tell Louis Rabeau, you know how he wears his stereotypical vest? We talked about the vest. I said, Louis, you look like the guy that thinks downtown Louisville is still really, really dangerous. That's still you.
That's what he looks like, doesn't he?
Or
he looks kind of like the foreman who doesn't actually know what he's doing. Like, he's there telling people what to do. It's that bright, sometimes he has that bright orange vest that he wears.
Yeah, he looks like the money man who's never got his hands dirty.
Yeah, oh yeah.
So we got you. Hey, we have Pat 40 today. We'll see what else happens today. I even thought about this, knowing that, I mean, you guys... listen, God bless him. Phil Baker knew last segment that no one wants my opinion on the games. And I love Nick Valvano's fake takes on all of the games. He fake takes so much he missed two reads and an entire commercial break. That's how much fake taking he was done. So, I mean, do we need to go with the bad boys here? The bum bracket? What do we need to do here with Strebel? He's going to be here in about 5 minutes, by the way. So we need to do something with the bracket today. Tomorrow, you know, we'll have results. Teams will be gone. Teams will be moving on and everything else. I guess we are going to be watching today. Justin, today, now I know you're very familiar with court proceedings and everything else, but today I watched, and I don't even know what committee, I watched the committee as the sports gambling bill went through the House with, you know, damn near 70% A's. Yes, they moved it on to the committee. It was 9-1 today. And now, I mean, you're looking at a chance of that being voted on today. That being voted on while we're on the air this afternoon. It would be, a couple weeks until it went in front of Governor Beshear. He would sign it, and, you know, I don't know how long it would take, but you're looking at a possibility, maybe the first of the year, that I don't know. I apologize that we could be talking about sports betting in some way here in the state of Kentucky. So we can talk about that. That's out there. Something that we spoke about yesterday, and Justin, you were not here, that we got to dive into as well. Talked to a Kentucky buddy of mine, and he was angry at the rhetoric that we had at the beginning of yesterday's show. So I want to dive into that as well. Can I ask you something? 437-9680. Texas says, irony, you guys at a fitness center. before we dive in,
that's the people we need it. We're the ones that need it. I need a bike. Give me an exercise.
I was on the treadmill for 30 minutes. I just came in and ate pizza.
I used to run a lot, and that's when I stopped. That's when I gained all the weight. Yeah, and then, the problem is
2006.
Now, when I tried to.
Bobby 1.0, John L. Smith.
It was 2017. Yeah. But yeah, it's fine. 2017, 2018. But, it's kind of more of now maybe the exercise bike sounds better. That sounds like something.
Oh, yeah.
The knees now. Yeah.
The knees. Mm.
Yeah.
By the way, we did hear the infamous Sofaro sneeze, which me and Louie were aghast by. We'll dive into that. You can tell we're really busy today. Sky Clark in the news, obviously. Louder Than Life. We can dive into a number of things. So, 437-9680. I say this not against Eric Crawford or WDRB at all. Because if Tom Jurich wanted to come on this show, we would love. We would be the show that he would go on at this point, right? With with the landscape of Louisville Sports Talk Radio, maybe Maben and Rummage. Okay, I'll give you Maben and Rummage. Rummage is taking a picture in public with them. I know that makes you very jealous, Justin. I apologize for bringing that up. I know it's a sore spot. So I don't know if anyone read it. It was, 7-8 pages. If you printed it out, I don't know who would do such a thing. Of Tom Jurich did a 30-minute sit down with Eric Crawford, and you guys tell me, but I read it, and Tom Jurich talked about Bobby 1.0 and talked about how great of a person Bobby Petrino is. He talked about how he was offered other jobs with Tom and was loyal. He talked about the banner, which I want to get to here in just a second. But to me, I think, and I could be wrong, and listen, I would imagine we'll ask Rick Bozich tomorrow. In fact, I can probably text Eric Crawford. I'm sure that, and this is no offense to anybody, but the circulation of, hey, here's a Q&A with Tom Jurich. Whether you like Tom Jurich or not, that is the kind of figure that he is more clicked upon than, hey, here's a preview of Indiana Kent State. What about Rob Senderhoff? Or what about, is Wheeler going to play? By the way, Kentucky put Wheeler in multiple pictures right up front and center. So I don't know what the bleep that means. But it's the first time that I'm reading Tom Jurich stuff. And he can only say so much, obviously, with the deal between him and the university. but I'm reading it and I'm like, I don't care. And it's not that I don't care. I don't feel like anybody cares. And by the way, Strebel has arrived.
Hello.
There you go. There you go. You're here, big guy.
Yeah, I'm here. The fitness market.
How scared were you to be on the Watterson?
No, I wasn't scared. No, I don't mind.
Your left hand shaking. Oh, my God. How does my wife do this?
No, I don't. I could drive on the Watterson. Okay. The Watterson's easy. I know how to get this is a straight shot here.
It's not hard. Just a smidge away from your face. There you go. You're swallowing it.
There we go.
Swallow. But here's the thing. So I'm reading this, and like, there's one thing that I find interesting. Mm-hmm. Well, there's a couple. Did you even read this?
I have not been able to.
There we go.
I've been at Jim Patterson Stadium all day.
Well, we'll get to that, too. Strebel's been at the Louisville baseball game today. Nice field trip.
Nice little field trip.
Just let the kids go home. Anyway.
Come on.
Just stop it. Who won? Louisville won,
Louisville's
I assume.
Winning by when we left.
You left? You watch the whole game?
If I had to watch the whole game, I wouldn't be here right now. I'd still be at Jim Patterson Stadium.
Let the kids lock in. No, if they want to watch a baseball game, damn it, they're going to watch a baseball game. I don't care if it goes 4.5 hours. You're going to sit there, Johnny, okay?
No.
You're going to watch this game. They weren't done at 3 o'clock? Were they done
at 3 o'clock? No, heck no. They weren't done at 3 o'clock. No, we left. It was like the 7th inning, and Lowell's up like 5-1 or something.
That's what they do.
Yeah, they're winning.
Dan McDonald's a god.
He's winning.
You know who's not? Mingione. How about that? There you go.
I think they're like 13-2.
But I'm watching. I think they are.
Yeah.
Look that up, Furman.
Furman,
did you read this at all?
I was going to, but I
there
just
we go.
Got too low.
Well, okay.
I'm between my other job and then trying to prep
that's
stuff.
That's my point. That's my point to some of this is it's the first time there has been a Tom Jurich story. Nobody cares.
No.
Because when his name was, and you saw this when they put his name out to be AD again, and they had a couple town hall meetings, and you're like sitting there, it's like three dudes and John Ramsey.
Right.
Okay. And so, there was an appetite, but only from a small amount of people. And then you have Tom Jurich. The only reason I bring it up is that I didn't care that much. And I would, of course, love to have Tom on the air.
It is nothing against
WDRB. But I think for me, just before we go on,
we have to pause here and at least marinate a little bit of it.
I got to pause into
it is TJ.
Into a few things.
Okay.
His longest answer, Strebel.
Yeah.
Look how long this answer is. I'm showing
Strebel.
Holy
smokes. I mean, that's like three paragraphs.
This is on how good of a guy Bobby Petrino is and going through his charitable work.
No.
And it's like,
I just see the word Falcons.
And here's what I told Blank.
What'd you tell Blank?
You can't cool the devil with a glass of water.
No, you can't.
When the devil's in hell, you can't drop a couple ounces of liquid on... into Gehenna.
Yeah,
okay?
all the way down.
And to think when you're in the eighth realm of sports hell that you can quench our thirst, Bobby Petrino's thirst, with a couple paragraphs with Eric Crawford.
Just a few drops.
Okay?
Yeah.
So, I mean, listen, Bobby has done some good things. Charitable.
Yes.
But most coaches do.
Yeah,
the notion of Bobby. Like Saint Bobby. Like, that can't be the opening cell job.
No.
Is not, just so you guys remember, Bobby Petrino is a saint.
Yes.
Just so you understand.
He's a great guy.
That's number one.
That's an odd
He
place
talked
to
about
start for
turning
him.
Other jobs down.
I did see that.
I would imagine some of that is true. I would imagine since about, I don't know, 15 years ago, it's not so true, but that's whatever.
Right.
And then here's what he said about the banner. Okay.
Okay.
Here's what he said about the banner. He said that it got taken down. He goes, I was shocked about it. And I was shocked the university didn't put up a better challenge to that. To me, those were two things that were just terrible. They were terrible. Those kids deserved it. Those coaches deserved it. Everybody in our community deserved it. That game happened. There's no taking it away. I thought the greatest thing was Michigan. He talks about Beilein saying we didn't win the title. He says in there, and I don't know, for me, this would have been a, and I don't know if this was a follow-up. I don't know if it just didn't happen. I don't know if there were no follow-ups. I don't know if these questions were sent away and answered. But to me, when he says, you know, surprised the university didn't put up a better challenge, that is an easy thing to say after the fact, yeah. Obviously, if you're Tom Jurich. But it's not even that, because I understand that. We do that here all the time. Oh, well, I would do this.
Sure.
I mean, we second-guess coaches. Oh, I would have done this. I would have done that.
Oh, that's what we're
I would have called a timeout there. I would have made a substitution here.
It's making part of sports radio.
Yeah, sports radio, but it's fandom and everything else. But
yes.
That's not the point. The point is, do we think Tom would have done something else? Because he's being bravado around a time where Louisville was very much wobbly. Coaches are gone.
Sure.
AD is gone. Who's in charge? Death penalty. Who's going to coach the team? Do we have a team? All those different things. And so I guess that's easy to say. I don't, like, to me, that's one thing I would actually want to know more of. Tom, this happened right as you were leaving.
As he was going out the door.
This is not something that you had to wait 4.5 years for them to take the banner. It's still something that is still a scar. Still, it was a big story. It was, besides Kenny Payne and company failing this season, it was the biggest story of Louisville basketball.
Oh, for
this
a long
season.
Time. Yeah.
This season period. Was that magical Saturday in the Poon.
Where they beat Clemson.
Dina wasn't there.
I know, he was.
He was in NYC. We had Ty Spalding in the Poon. We had Akoya Gow in the Poon. We had Blank.
Yes, in the Poon with Vinny Goodtime.
So that was the other thing. And then just at the end, because it has to be read. Eric asks, the university in a settlement with you basically retracted any allegations it made some years have passed. I think a great many Louisville fans look back at those years fondly. How do you hope your tenure is remembered?
Yeah,
I think it's a fair question. It's a good question.
Sure.
I also believe it to be true. George says, I don't think that's for me to say. I think that's for them to say. I don't need anyone to do anything for me. I'm happy with my family.
Oh.
We always put God first.
Oh.
We love the Lord and
Why?
Are very spiritual people.
Why? Why did he have to throw that
so,
in
no,
there?
No, the beginning it started with lionizing St. Bobby.
Yes.
And the end was...
Praising the Lord.
It was Tom Jurich telling me about putting the Lord first. And sandwiched in the middle is banner talk.
It's banner talk.
And that's all I have for it. Otherwise, I mean, it's great that they got it.
Yeah.
Otherwise, this combined with... The AD movement that flopped, when you know the people that are like in charge of that, like the Ramrods
sure,
and others,
yes,
you understand why it flopped.
It did flop. Yeah,
you understand why
there
it flopped.
Incompetent people.
There's not interest, Strebel.
Right.
That's the point. That there is no interest.
Nobody
the thing
cares.
That interests me the most, and I'm sorry to them, but is Tim Sullivan. At the Courier, Strebel.
Yeah.
Carried water for Jurich's guys.
Oh, yes.
Jurich does an interview, and it's with Eric Crawford.
It's with Eric Crawford,
and
yes.
And it's with WDRB.
Tim Sullivan was at the head of that.
Right?
You're right.
Tim Sullivan, and that's
he wrote the columns.
The first two things I thought of.
That's right.
Was Tim Sullivan.
Yeah.
And the second thing I thought of was... Mark Ennis,
because you know how mad that made.
And I was wrong.
Well,
I was texting Dina last night. Hey, it's going to be content. Whether you like Tom, you don't like Tom. It's divisive people in our building. They like Tom. They don't like Tom. You don't like him, but you respect him. You respect him, but you love him.
Yeah.
There's all these different degrees, but it's none of that.
No,
it's not. It's not content. I thought it was going to be content, and I don't know if we mention it again.
I don't know if
I even should have led with it. Like, do I just do Kentucky Sweet 16 talk, which we embarrassed ourselves yesterday talking about Kentucky in the Sweet 16?
Yeah, I want to hear.
Do I go to DeCourcy Sound? Do I go to Fran Fraschilla Sound?
Fran Fraschilla.
We have Fran Fraschilla.
Oh wow!
Talking KP.
Well,
talking Kansas State, Kentucky.
I guess
as if that's going to happen.
I have them. Well, we can talk about my ESPN bracket later, but just quick stuff on the Jurich. I was prepared, Andy, for this to be more substantial because the Louisville fans on Twitter last night were assembling, and they were getting ready to fight.
You were up late last night,
I was watching basketball.
What time did you go to bed?
10:30.
Well, 10:30?
It's late for me on a Tuesday night.
Oh, that's a school night for Strebel.
Yeah, it's a late night because I was watching the basketball games.
You're up DMing and tweeting. I saw you.
I was, yeah.
Okay.
And so I was... we were talking with, you know, someone else. I don't know if we want to out who they are, but we were DMing. And
Don G. We were having a DM conversation, me, Strieble, and Don G. I was trying to think.
Okay,
let's do this. Justin, who else would be on that list of people we wouldn't be in a DM message with?
Don G's a good one.
I mean, Don G's a very good one.
Bob Dominey would be a pretty good one.
No, are you kidding me? Me and Dominey are boys.
Oh, I didn't know that. It'd be funny if it was Dominey.
You don't think me and Dominey, like, his old life?
I figured you knew Dominey.
I love Dominey.
I like Dominey, too.
I'd give Dominey a kiss right now on the cheek.
Oh, he's great. It would just be random to have Dominey in our DM with Don G. Me, you, Dominey, Don G.
I don't know what he's up to, man.
He's lived that life. He's at Drake's. You know, he's hanging out.
Texas says, Tom Jurich, spiritual advisor.
What if him and Tim Tebow took like a tour around the nation giving like spiritual revival talks, and then Oscar is added to the list after he doesn't get drafted?
That's
it's just Oscar,
point.
Tom, yeah. and Tim Tebow
get drafted 58th overall,
right? But I was
who would get drafted first right now? Ugata or Oscar Tshiebwe?
Oh, that's a great question. Ugata might.
Who would get drafted first?
Oh, no, Cal's hiding him. We can't see him. Cal's hiding him. He won't. We get to that take later. That's actually something that bothers me this season about Kentucky basketball. You potentially have, not a cure for your worries, but something that might fix your worries on defense. You sit him on the bench. That's a whole other thing. But I was because of Louisville fans. Oh, we've moved on. We're in a good place. KP's out here recruiting, and look at what he's doing. Look at Eric Crawford. He's trying to rain on our parade with Tom Jurich.
That's the best. Every time something
good happens, EC ruins.
Well, Maben said that.
Did he really?
Yeah, and I think he was probably referring to something else, probably a battle with U of L fans.
I guess.
But I think he accidentally said it about Tom Jurich.
Oh, really?
Well,
wow.
I mean, that's what I think it's passed.
I think it has too.
I think the group.
They failed.
Well, no, I think the group that cared that much, it is very difficult, I would imagine, to carry the plight of somebody else when it's never going to happen.
Right.
I'll give you a great example. The documentary you still haven't watched.
No, I watched two episodes.
Okay,
now.
Yeah. I don't know how you stop after one and then. Strieble, how do you not watch all three? I just can't believe you.
I got one more episode to go.
But. I mean, those people are doing it because their loved ones died.
Yes.
But they know they know they're not going to get satisfaction.
They're never getting answers.
A, the loved ones aren't coming back, and B, you're not going to get an answer.
Yeah.
And so that's this. Like, eventually,
I mean, they're still storming the Malaysian.
The few people that are fighting this fight know that there's no fight to be had.
No,
they know
it's
that
done.
It's over, and now we have two very concrete examples with the, hey, who's going to be the next AD? Multiple times, by the way.
Right.
Combined with a story like this.
It falls flat.
I tell you, Tom's son. Oh, what's his name? The greatest...
Mark?
Yeah, the greatest. Yeah, Mark. He was at that Saturday game, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, was he?
He was at that. Exactly.
No one talked about it.
Exactly.
People have moved on.
Exactly.
From the
and so, you know, the people fighting this war for you eventually get fatigued, especially in a war that you can't say anything about because of your legalities with U of L.
Yeah, you signed.
Because whatever. Yeah, I mean, right now he's giving Bobby's a saint. I was just hoping to keep him.
He
didn't feel supported at the end.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, what he said about the stuff about the banner, I know he thumbed his nose at the NCAA a few times, especially with like Clint Hurt and some of the other things. But I mean, he laid down. He nuked a season of Damian Lee and Trey Lewis. I mean, that was a good team. He nuked their season.
Yes, he did.
So for him to sit there and act high and mighty, like he'd do something different with the banner, like you didn't lift a finger to help those guys. You signed off.
That's a good point.
And Pitino was pissed about it, and Pitino is still pissed about it, and he should be. But I didn't hear anything from Tom Jurich back then when he nuked their season about you know how it's a terrible thing that he's doing right now.
This is a good text.
Okay.
It's a very good text. I'm going to be clear.
Okay.
I consider this to be a great text. If I had something to give, a V-Show prize pack. By the way, we'll get to the V-Show. Lieberman is becoming a V-Show member.
Oh, no.
Me and Louie saw something today. with Lieberman.
Oh, no. Did he do something gross?
Yeah, he did something gross.
Yes, I knew it. I knew he did something gross with food or he... I knew it.
With food.
And when you said he's becoming a V-Show member...
It was him and Nick. It was like animals. Like
Lieberman.
Like, legit, I don't know if my dogs would have done what they did.
He sat on. He won benches.
Listen, he dined with Patino.
He
shook the hand of Sinatra, if you will. Okay?
Yes, he did.
He shook the hand of Sinatra.
He was in there when he heard Patino say, "It's on me, fellas." I mean, he was sitting at that table.
Patino's never said it's on me, fellas.
You don't think? I bet he does. I bet he like.
You think Patino's ever admitted?
It's on you.
He says it's on you.
No, he likes to shine.
It's on you all, fellas.
He likes to shine. He likes to show. He's like, it's on me. Big a nice steak. You know, he told Coop it's on me. Don't worry about that, Coop.
Oh, you mean the meal?
The meal.
I thought you meant the blame.
No, hell.
No. I meant
the meal. No. I mean, like he dined with Patino. He's heard Patino say, "Hey, fellas, it's on me. I got the tab."
Here's the text.
Okay, yeah, sorry.
Tom Jurich, he gets us. Do better than that on the text line.
Good luck, everybody else.
I mean, do better
real
than
quick,
that.
What you all were saying about like Tom Jurich and all the people that have, you know, that have kind of like, they've dropped their sword. They're no longer fighting for Tom Jurich. But I think it's what it is a good portion of those people that were Jurich guys that had to have something to serve, something to fight for, have moved to the Kenny Payne militia. And that's what they're doing now. They're focused in on the Kenny Payne grab right now. A portion
do they
of them.
Like, I don't
all
know,
of them.
Man.
Not
do
all
you think
of them.
They like Kenny Payne? I don't know. It's a great question.
Well, I think there's other reasons why they would like, they want
a lot of those
guy.
A lot of those members
That's a good question.
The Tom Jurich contingent seem to be on the Kenny Payne side of things.
Do they?
I mean, okay. I don't have a ton of examples, but I mean,
okay.
The buy-in
I'll
people,
believe
the
you
buy-in people that want to buy into buy-in no matter what, those kind of people.
And they still want to live in the glory days of Jurich. They still think that Louisville athletics is what it was under Jurich's watch, and right now it just isn't. And they want to pump everything up because look, they learned.
I don't know
this arrogance from Tom Jurich. They haven't let it go yet.
I'm not saying the full militia. I'm saying a portion of that.
Justin's right. I think the loudest people were Tom Jurich guys, and they fought for him to the death, and now it's over.
Texas says, where's the sound bracket? Oh, we'll get to that. Texas says, Patino never said the meal was on him. It was implied.
Texas says,
Kenny's X's and O's were really similar to Cal. Not sure five stars will matter, just like Kentucky.
Final fours and he's won a championship.
But I told Blank today, all the rummage rhetoric of player drug
Calipari to a championship.
Brother.
It's in your face now.
Pull up a seat, brother.
I'll tell him. You want to talk to me about it?
I don't know.
I'll talk to him about it.
Texas says, was Rig DMing Shannon Cogan?
No.
Texas says, what about a text chain with Terry Miners? Terry.
I'd love to be part of that.
I saw a picture of Terry Miners was somewhere. He's hosting some event. You know what
of
he does.
Of course, yes.
And he had a St. X jacket and hat on. And I'm like... guys, man.
You got to know, Andy. You got to know.
In your 60s. Like, enough. Enough.
I mean, is Terry Miners... Unless there's, like, the Terry Miners Library.
There
might be the Terry... Is there a Terry Miners...
School of Broadcasting.
Center? Yeah, School of Broadcasting or Media Center at St. X. I'd like to know that. Is there a Drew Diener one now at Trinity? That's what...
No, it got picked up and moved over to Southern Indiana.
Benetti took it and he put it in Jeffersonville.
Texas says UofL lost the banner because they needed Jesus.
that's what it was.
Imagine if Jurich would have said that while he's here after he MF'd 19 coaches.
Well, that's the thing.
He's slugging 18,000 Miller Lights and then he comes out and says that it's time to talk about the Lord.
And calling Big Easy on the phone and saying, stop talking bad about
the Lord.
Quit talking bad about, hey, Easy, quit talking bad about Cragthorpe. It's like, he's never talked about the Lord.
Texas says the KP people hate how Jurich treated them. Furman, I think, is wrong on this. That's kind of how I feel. Texas says Greg Postal, he gets us. Where's Greg Postal?
Where is Greg Postal?
Who else could we throw in with a he gets us? I'm fine with doing that today. Justin, you know what that is. Do we need to explain that he gets us?
He gets us.
Yeah, no,
you know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, but sorry, I was
going back
to... Does Strebel
know? Strebel may not know.
The Jesus commercials?
Yes.
The Jesus commercials, yeah,
and then
yes.
They, then they
then
did...
Then he gets us.
Well, then they did research on the company.
Yeah.
I mean, well, they did research on the company behind those ads.
Oh, I didn't know this.
I mean,
not a good company?
I mean, they give money to some very questionable things, some people would say.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Well, I mean. Yeah.
I mean, it's a company.
There's a lot of companies that do that. I mean, name a company that do questionable things, but I'm not surprised by it, but I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a feel good. Oh, that's a nice thing that was like, oh,
and then
this is not so nice.
It's like anything that's a feel good thing, and then you realize later that either it's a bad story or it's fake or there's something nefarious behind it. That's everything in life now. You can't believe in anything on media at all.
4-3, thank you. 4-3-7. Everything's fake news according to Strebel.
No, I'm talking about commercials and TV
Wednesday.
And politics and everything. Nothing's feel good. It all has a nefarious background. All of it.
Yeah, I watched that committee for the gambling thing today, and it's just a couple guys on there. It's like, ooh.
He's a Damon Thayer? You looking at Damon Thayer?
No, I don't think he was on
it. He wasn't on it?
No, he wasn't one of the guys, no.
Oh, okay. Well, darn.
No.
I know he's the one and everyone's...
T.J. Walker, yeah.
Oh, yeah, T.J.
Him and Roush.
You go after Damon
Thayer. Basically those guys.
And then they'll tweet, then Damon Thayer tweets at him, I love gambling, and they call him a liar. They bring up old tweets. It's great. It's a dance.
It's the entire thing.
Yeah.
Again, we're hanging out at the Fitness Market, thefitnessmarket.com. We'll keep you updated with the gambling story and, I mean, something we did yesterday that was sickening. We can dive into that. We need to run through the bracket at least at some point today.
Yeah.
We have Louder Than Life, and on top of it, Strebel's favorite subject, what did Sky Clark have to eat last night?
Yes, let's go!
We will dive into that, and I found myself agreeing with the state of Louisville.
Whoa! I almost fell over in my nice, comfortable chair. These are comfy chairs.
I mean, these are nice chairs.
I really like this chair.
I mean, you could not take these to our office. They would be slimed immediately.
Immediately.
Someone would slime it immediately.
Exactly. Lieberman, apparently.
Well, no. We'll get to Lieberman. 437-9680 is the take on a Wednesday. Hanging out at the Fitness Market.
Metro College is a program that helps students pay for tuition, and I didn't believe it. You have to work third shift 5 days a week. It's a great and rewarding thing when you graduate. I would do it all over again, just like I just did.
You know those buddies who magically become medical professionals when you're not at the top of your game? The ones who say,
come on, muscle through it.
But then also say,
hey, you should probably see my specialist.
Or surgery or pain meds. It's almost always false, false, and false. Athletico's physical therapists, the same therapists who work with professional athletes, can tackle those little aches and pains from the start, before they become big ones. So next time, don't believe everything you hear. Instead, start with Athletico. Schedule your free assessment at athletico.com.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
What's the big update?
The big takeaway from it?
Yeah.
Louisville fans are going to be pissed when Bryce Hopkins is good
already,
and balling out.
I already know.
We
talk to Mike Pratt.
We got Sidney Curry.
We
got Sidney Curry over there.
Mike Pratt tells us that every day.
And James Strebel.
All I'm saying is Louisville fans are going to wish they had that instead of Sidney Curry lumbering around up and down the court. And they're going to be crying because Bryce Hopkins said, see you later.
Are you overcompensating? Man, we have so many things we can tell you about. We have the games tonight. Again, the playing games. A little Fairleigh Dickinson, Texas Southern. We'll have that 6:30 tonight, followed by Nevada, Arizona State around 9. Well, that's going to be closer to 9:30, let's be honest. All of it right here on ESPN 680, 105.7. And with the bracket set, get in today on the Bracket Challenge. Absolutely free to register. Go to ESPNLouisville.com. The prizes are aplenty. Gorilla basketball goal from Steepleton Billiards and Spa. 55-inch 4K TV, RGB, home theaters, passes to Bourbon and Beyond in Louder Than Life, Adam Sandler tickets, tailgate gear from Cox's and Evergreen Liquors, a VIP experience from the TBT. We'll have prize packs from Racing and Lose City and gift cards from tons of our advertising partners. Plus, on top of all of that, Diener's cooking up something with Topgolf.
So
we may have an addition there.
I like that.
And it's all presented by Kentucky Fish and Wildlife, KellyKentucky.com, Seven County Services, and Cox's and Evergreen Liquors. So we appreciate them being part of the show. Again, ESPNLouisville.com, whether it's the 680 side, the 93.9 side, go ahead. It all goes to the same same place, register and get set up today. So there you go.
Yeah, I did mine this morning, early in the morning.
Who do you have in the Final Four?
Oh, man.
Who's three will have in the Final Four?
I think Alabama, Marquette.
Marquette?
Yeah.
You have a mid-major team in there?
I do, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Texas and I think UConn.
Okay.
I think you got UConn.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah. I had Texas, Alabama national championship game.
I did see this, and we'll get to the. You know, I need to leave some time for this. The Lexington Herald Leader. We'll get to that in the 5 o'clock
Herald
out.
Leader. Okay,
but they did have. Oh goodness, I got to bring this up because there's two stories on here. One has infuriated Dan Issel.
Oh wow!
And I agree with them.
Oh,
on this
fantastic!
One. You won't agree. You'll poo-poo. So I agreed.
Okay.
But they did this thing. I guess it's local guys. I don't really know. Well, it's not all local guys. Just some random guys. I mean, I'm looking at it. It looks like there's
news?
A guy from the Kansas City Star. There's a guy from Bob Holt from the Arkansas Democrat Gazette.
SEC. Not even SEC.
Ask Kentucky how far Kentucky goes.
Okay.
And two men. Well, one's Ryan Black. I don't know who that is from the CJ.
I have no idea. Maybe he's new.
But there's two guys
yeah.
who picked them to go and lose to the Elite Eight.
Wow. So Ryan Black and who's the other one?
There's two more.
Oh, okay.
So no one had them going further than these three guys. The Lexington Herald Leader asked. One's a guy by the name of Mitch Brown at Fox 56.
Okay, Mitch Brown.
I don't know Mitch Brown.
I don't know
who's
him.
The other. Come on. Come on, Strabble.
Oh, Daryl Bird.
You damn right.
Ah, yeah.
You're damn right.
I knew D Bird was going to have the Bird Man was going to have him
and
going.
And I'm like, when I looked at it, I was like, come on, D Bird.
You got
to
do it.
I went to the bottom. I'm like, no one had him in the Final Four. Like, D Bird, you took him out of the way of the Elite Eight. Do you not trust Calipari? Do you not trust KT Turner?
He just could not bring himself to do it. He could not bring himself to go. I understand, Daryl Bird. I
he
totally
could only
get
go.
It.
His loyalty, like Tom Jurich's, could only go so far.
Their woes on defense could only drag him so far to the Elite Eight that he had to stop. So nobody had him going to the Final Four. Interesting.
Nope.
I thought maybe Daryl Bird would be the one to jump out on that limb. I mean, he did have Kentucky football going 11-1.
Yes, he did.
Two seasons ago.
Yes, he did.
So I thought
so funny.
He'd be the man.
It seems so funny.
It really does.
Hanging out at the Fitness Market again, thefitnessmarket.com, 882-2694. Check out their Facebook page as well. We're hanging out at the Superstore Plantside Drive location. We have e-bikes all over.
I mean, that's what we're looking at.
They are ready to get you.
On sale.
I mean, you better believe it.
Yeah.
Whenever they have the sticky tabs, as Diener says, good things are happening. Again, thefitnessmarket.com. This is an easy take for me to have, and we can talk about this. We have Pat 40 at 5:30, much to the chagrin of me and Justin today.
Oh, wow. Busy. He's traveling.
Justin's being big-timed by sports writers, and I actually like it. It makes me happy.
That is funny.
It makes me happy.
Who's this?
He had an infatuation with Eamon Brennan.
Really?
It's not an infatuation. It's a, you want me to get people, I try to get people, and here we go. And that's... I don't know. He said yes, and he says no.
He says yes, and then and Eamon's like yes, and then when we answer back 5 minutes later, well, he's already he's booked.
Yeah,
he's booked. No one's talking college basketball in the entire country except for us in North Carolina.
That's it. Yeah,
there's not another local or national story.
Yeah,
no, there's not another local or national outlet anywhere.
Is he talking other Arizona
than,
State?
Other than here,
Sun Devils tonight.
Other than here, Matty Bangs, and by the way, speaking of Bangs, you see what they did today?
No,
oh, you have no idea.
No, I have no idea. Aren't they the boys' Sweet 16?
I mean, I need to find the sound. Apparently, your boy Vince was on with them.
I did see a picture of him and Ryan Lemon.
He wanted to be the next head coach at Kentucky.
Yeah.
Apparently, Vince was like, you know, since Brom's there, you know, you're not going to go into Louisville anymore. He's cut off from this area, you know.
Vince said that?
Well, no.
People
just know that. I mean,
Brom, that's not true.
It's Brom. It's everything else.
I mean, that's not true.
So I guess he alluded to... it being easier to recruit towards Cincinnati because of, you know.
Did he really
lose
it? He didn't
Scat.
Bend the knee.
No.
Scott Satterfield.
Yeah,
oh, gotcha.
Vince is saying it's going to be
Fickle's
easier.
Gone.
Yeah, he's like,
Big Fickle's gone.
Now
he's got Meek Mild Satterfield up there. He can go bully him. He bullied him around in Louisville.
He'll bully him around.
He'll bully him around in Cincinnati.
He'll bully him around anywhere.
Yeah, exactly.
He won't be the only one.
No, he won't be the only one. Ryan Day's like, who?
Who?
Who's Scott?
That's a great point.
Scott Satterfield.
Does Ryan Day know who Scott Satterfield is? just by name. He would say just by name.
Just by name?
Just by name.
Just by name,
That's what he would say.
I don't know if he knows what he looks like.
Oh, well, who's so-and-so? I don't know him, but just by name,
yeah,
I know.
Yeah, I've heard of Satterfield.
Yesterday, we embarrassed ourselves.
Okay, I'm curious about this.
Well, I mean, you did with the begging and the Sweet 16.
Well, yeah, obviously.
But I think it goes deeper than that.
Oh.
Deep fickle, yeah.
Deep.
Thank you, yeah, Louie.
Deep fickle.
What'd you call him? Big bad?
Big fickle.
Okay, because that scared me when you said big fickle.
big fickle, man.
Who is big fickle?
He was a boss. He was a boss in Cincinnati.
I mean, boy, did you ever really talk this well of fickle before
I did.
Now?
No, no. Okay. When you're asking me if Mark, okay. There's like rumors about Mark Stoops going somewhere or whatever. It's like very short-lived rumors. It was Auburn. We talked about Auburn for like 2 seconds.
And
Luke Fickle, I was like, you're like, who would you want to replace Mark Stoops? And I said Luke Fickle.
Yeah. You're in an odd spot. And Kentucky fans, I want to talk about this more in the 4 o'clock hour. You will not like this. But I don't know. I feel like Sweet 16, and I guess it would matter who you play in the Sweet 16, right?
Yeah.
Like, didn't P.J. Washington, did they lose in the Sweet 16 or the Elite 8?
The first year he lost to K-State in the Sweet 16.
Okay, that's the one.
Went to the Elite 8 and lost to Auburn.
Yeah, in both of those, but... I mean, you had a lot more respect for the NBA players on Auburn's team and Bruce Pearl than you did Bruce Snyder. Not Bruce Snyder. That was the guy that went to Spectrum.
Yeah. Oh, there's God. Dan Snyder. That was Bruce Weber. You can buy two kids.
Dan Snyder, the evil owner. Yeah.
You
What's his
Bill
name?
Snyder.
Bill
Snyder. Combine Bill Snyder and Bruce Weber.
No, no.
Bruce Weber is the basketball
Kansas
coach.
Kansas State basketball. Bruce Weber. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is Bruce Weber.
This is the Bruce Weber show.
Yeah.
I actually want to do an entire show, the Bruce Weber show.
That'd be great.
But with Bruce Weber, you didn't respect him.
No.
The way you did Bruce Pearl.
Sure.
And they didn't have nearly as good of a team. And if you remember, their best player was out.
Yeah. He played, but he was hobbled.
It was an 18-point guy, a game guy that wasn't moving around well out there.
Right. We thought we had that locked up.
So the Sweet 16, while we say, well, if Kentucky makes it, you can have your narratives about the Sweet 16 until it's a bum, until it's, if Izzo beat you again.
Sure.
If it's a lower seed, you may like Marquette, but most people with the mid-majors, and Shaka Smart was a bust at Texas.
He was.
The reason I bring this up is... I feel like the Sweet 16 is going to put you in the middle. And
there's nothing good in the
you're
middle.
Not good. You're not considered good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right.
Long term, it's not going to be good or memorable. It's going to end up being whatever. And it's going to weaponize people like our guy Mike DeCourcy that are going to say,
sure.
Well, he had Kaysen injured and you had CJ
Sevier.
And you had Savir Wheeler. It's going to be every excuse, and then it's going to be, well, you're down 7 with 3 minutes to go in the Sweet 16 to go to the Elite 8, and it's going to handcuff you, and not the fuzzy handcuffs that we're all used to.
Not the fun ones.
Okay,
yeah.
They're at the Sofros, not those.
Not those.
Okay.
Not the Lachlan McClain handcuffs.
No, not those. And so that's not Thursday night yet.
It's not. No,
maybe they move it up
hours.
A week. Maybe you move it
maybe
up a day, right?
Yeah.
You move it up a day with the NCAA tournament tomorrow.
Maybe
I don't
so.
Know.
He's got to watch ball games. Like Carolyn, tonight's the night,
not tomorrow, whatever.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's one of those things for you. You're going to be told you're rooting against the program, and you're not going to root against the program.
No.
But the Sweet 16 is going to, it's like if Kenny Payne just barely missed the tournament with young guys
He was like the first four out.
Yeah. It's going to weaponize the sympathetic people towards Cal to where they're going to feel like they got one. They won. Mm. The team was in tattered ruins, and it was injured, and look what happened, Strebel. They're down by 5 with 3 minutes to go.
Yeah.
To go to the Elite 8. But it's not also going to mean anything, and it's not going to tell you, and I think this is where you will be in the majority, it's not going to tell you anything about the future. of this program. Cal's got it back, and of course next year it's a new team, and maybe a Livingston sticks around or a Reeves or somebody else, and that's all that. That's fine. But I don't know. To me, it's not satisfying. It won't be satisfying. It will be irksome. It will irk you. Irksome. Is that a word?
Irksome is a word. Yeah,
It'll be irksome. And I think it will actually create a little bit more of a divide. You lose in the first weekend, it's
we know the story.
Freeball's black or white.
Yeah, yeah.
You lose in the first weekend, it's right or wrong. It's a yes or no. It's 100% or zero. You know what the take is. You know what the conversation is. But as soon as you get by that round of 32, and Kansas State's been better than Kentucky.
They have.
85, 90% of the season.
Yeah.
You feel like they've been better than Kentucky.
They've been ranked in the top 10 longer probably than Kentucky
or
was.
Top 25, probably, you know,
top 25 for sure.
A ton of the season.
Yeah.
And it just, I don't know. I don't know. You don't want them to lose, but you also want, if you don't believe Cal's the guy, Sweet 16 is not a data point in your favor.
No, it's not.
And it also doesn't mean anything if you get there. So it's a tough one.
No, it's probably, as far as takes are concerned, it's the worst. In terms of that, it's the worst outcome in the terms of takes and trying to figure out how you feel now. I know how I'll feel after the game, immediately into the post game show. Like, I'll be upset. I won't be happy. I'll be,
if
like
you lose
said,
to Michigan
I'll be annoyed.
State, if you lose to Michigan
oh,
State,
then
it looks like it did in November, it probably takes goodwill around. People, you may say, well, you know, we can lose to Marquette. They're a 2 seed. I still think the whole we're Kentucky basketball.
That
Marquette's a mid-major.
Yes.
They make however many mil a year. Our players are in national AT&T ads.
Exactly.
Beat by Dre ads. It shouldn't be the same.
I'm with you.
I wonder which camp in the Calipari battle wins in this tournament for Kentucky.
If it's the Sweet 16, I think it'll be the negative, because they'll go back and they'll say preseason ranking, and they'll go back and they'll say play National Player of the Year, and they'll go back, you know, SEC assist leader, and they'll go back and they'll say everything that built up until this season, it ends with a Sweet 16. It ends with one game after the first weekend. And I remember how that felt watching Kansas State beat Kevin Knox and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, who end up, SGA ended up being a beast in the NBA.
Well, he is. He had 35 last
night. He's a beast. And you have that guy on your team, and you have PJ Washington, who was just a freshman and missed a million free throws, but he's an NBA player, and you lose to Bruce Weber in a whatever Kansas State team. I remember being angry after that, because you had thought, and it was, and also the path will matter,
too. My first game I watched with Entz.
Yeah, it was the first game you watched.
Furman, you would have loved this. Entz was watching the game. he was watching it with us, but he had the stadium score sheet up, so he got the basket a split second before, a couple seconds before, and he basically tell you,
here, watch this, guys.
He
would react. He stopped doing that.
Okay, good. Because it's a douche move.
And it was funny.
Because it's terrible.
It is terrible.
No.
It was also
funny. It was terrible. Shame on you.
Because you and I brought our own coolers.
Yes, we did.
And Coop was like, hey, give me some, you guys got something for me over there? And it's like, I don't like that. You get that out. I have to be crisp and sharp for the post game show. I don't know if he said crisp and sharp, but
now
no.
He's Mike 3 with Gandolfo. Come on, Ants.
And you also got to take consideration. Remember, the next round was, you knew it was Loyola of Chicago. You knew that Final Four path was there for Kentucky. You beat Kansas State, bam, you get Loyola of Chicago. You don't respect them. The Final Four is right there. If that's the same scenario here, if they somehow make it to the Sweet 16, and it's, you know, Michigan State, and the next game is some, like, lower seed than you, and that's what made it sting.
Yeah.
Because, we had a path. And Locke was losing his mind.
Listen, there's a great chance that exact same thing will happen again.
And remember, that's what Locke was doing. And Cal, we trust. And Cal, we trust. And Cal, we trust. It was this scenario that made him do that, because everybody
was
like,
really?
Yes, it was. It absolutely was, because he was sick, because that team had underachieved that season. They'd been whatever outside of that West Virginia game on the road, and he was blasting the team. They're not going anywhere in the NCAA. Then that happened, and it pissed him off to no end. And that's when we got that sound in Cal We Trust, because the Final Four path was there. So if that happens another time, when that season they were
in
like,
Cal
what?
We trust. In it. Cal We Trust. In Cal We Trust.
They're right. In Cal We Trust. In Cal We Trust.
And he lost at the end, because he had resigned himself to Kentucky going to another.
We Trust.
I believe that was also the season where Virginia lost first round. I think that was the exact same season.
In Cal we trust.
They're right. In Cal we trust. In Cal we trust.
He was so mad.
In Cal we trust.
And then Cal did the thing and flopped, and Locke was vindicated.
Texter says, here we go again. Little Red Riding Hood already setting up an 0-win situation if Kentucky was to make the Sweet 16. No, I'm not making it up. I'm unveiling it.
That's what it is. It's going to be a battle.
I'm presenting it to you that a Sweet 16 is only who is it going to end up helping?
It's divisive.
It is very divisive.
Elite Eight, you could be like, okay, cool.
Elite Eight is an 85-15.
Yeah.
85% will understand it's the Elite Eight. You're 40 minutes from a Final Four.
Right.
You would see that as something. It would be overachievement. There would be excitement those few days leading up to it. First weekend is easy, but there's the in-between that isn't easy. And Texer, I know you get mad at me, okay? I know you love me, and I know I'm right. And I know you're going to go on the message board and take this take and take it as your own. You're going to steal this take from me.
You put on Justin Rowland's website.
In Cal we trust.
I'll always remember that. That was a great – I was so happy. I was like, you're going to get it locked, and then boom, lose.
Texas says Sutterfield.
Yeah, so his name's Scott Sutter. Who's he? Sutterfield. Is that a minor league baseball player?
Texas says you may have talked about it earlier, but a senior writer for The Athletic does have Kentucky in the Final Four.
Oh, wow.
A senior writer.
Well, who's that?
Is that Eamon? Is that your guy, Furman?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Is it Seth Davis? I know he writes for The Athletic. He is like the senior writer.
Is it Dana? I have no idea.
O'Neal? I don't know. Is it Kyle Tucker? It's probably Kyle Tucker.
Back-to-back text, and I know you're being funny. Marquette's irrelevant. Will you pick up hemorrhoid cream for me on the way home? Thank you.
Yeah, that wasn't an accidental text. They meant to send
Texas
that.
Says, at work on the way out to another job, and sure enough, I see Round Bum's Toyota minivan in the Fitness Market parking lot.
Don't key it, please. It's beat up enough. You don't have to
bother it. Go take it on a joyride. How clean is the minivan right now?
Oh, I've got three kids. What do you think?
Well, I don't know.
It's not very
I don't
clean.
Have three kids in a minivan.
Yeah,
are there goldfish everywhere? But Kellen's going to sleep. He's a very neat young man.
I thought
Kellen was neat.
No, he's a slob.
Oh, I had no idea. I thought he was the neat kind.
No. He looks like he's not a slob the way he dresses and everything, but he just leaves stuff everywhere, and it drives me nuts. Like, I had him go into the back of the van because he had like five books back there in a school project that's been there for like 3 weeks.
What books were they? Huck Finn?
No, The Martian was one of them.
Nice.
And then he's reading this series about this kid that has electrical powers that he likes very much.
Gotcha.
Like the Michael Vay series.
This is like Harry Potter. You now allow him to do that with J.K. Rowling's recent comments.
No, we read those together when he was a kid. We read those. He loves Harry Potter.
In Cal we trust.
He doesn't have Refuse to Lose on there? Where success is the only option?
No, he doesn't have those books.
Those Cal books?
Or Players First. Players
are those
First.
Cal...
Yeah,
the only one I've read is Who Players First. I got it for Father's Day 1 year.
again. Did you read it?
I did read it.
I can't believe it.
Yeah, it was the heyday of Cal. So I was interested to read. It had like the Anthony Davis stuff in it.
I will not say who, but I had a buddy. I don't mind saying it. Tank the Stank, who was watching a documentary on like the golden years of Cal. And I'm like, man.
The SEC one.
I'm like, yes, 10 years ago.
Yeah. I'll come into your city and I'll beat your team.
I was 28. Let's take a break. Gambling, where does it stand in Kentucky? We got to dive into that. And then the most important question, what did Sky Clark have to eat last night? We talk about it next.